This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wis Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. COVID-19 testing levels in Wisconsin are higher now than they've been since February. The surge is happening at the same time as the start of the school year. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services tests wastewater for COVID levels. The biggest spike appears to be happening in northeast Wisconsin. Janesville officials are applying for a federal grant to repurpose the site of the old General Motors plant. Economic Development Director Jim C. Kuborn says it could be a boost to the surrounding neighborhood.
We've got trees growing up in the middle of the asphalt and fences falling over. And so go in and create a green opportunity, a green field for new development and new opportunity.
Three public meetings on Janesville's grant application start next month. $20 million is available to cities nationwide. Wisconsin is working to bring its PFAS standards in line with federal regulations. The Department of Natural Resources says that would mean about 90 public water systems in Wisconsin would have to either treat their water or drill new wells. The Environmental Protection Agency requires most PFAS chemicals to be no higher than 4 parts per trillion. Wisconsin needs to put more money into special education. That's what Deputy State School Superintendent Thomas McCarthy tells Wisconsin Eye this week.
Reimbursing schools 30 cents on the dollar for an operation they're required to do is impactful in more ways than just serving kids with disabilities. In most districts, what they're doing is they're taking money out of their general budget and they're plowing it into special education budgets.
Work on the next state budget begins next spring. Reedsburg High School students are accused of harassing members of an Amish community in Sauk County. The sheriff's office says 9 teenagers blew air horns and shined lights outside of homes, rang doorbells, and knocked on windows during the night. The first 2 Reedsburg High School football games of the year have been canceled. A soldier from Wisconsin who crossed the border from South to North Korea is expected to reach a plea deal in his Army court-martial. Private Travis King of Racine will reportedly plead guilty to 5 of 14 charges. King crossed into North Korea last year after he was released from a jail in South Korea. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A Del Monte worker died after hitting his head on a train track. 43-year-old Tretrevina Lowe of Portage County had been seriously injured after his head hit the rail behind Del Monte. It happened on Friday just before 5 p.m. Authorities were called to the plant and life-saving measures were performed but were unsuccessful. No foul play is suspected. A 40-year-old man from Almond sentenced this week for stealing money from the COVID-19 pandemic relief program. Curtis A. Alleny will spend a year and a day in federal prison for wire fraud and money laundering. In April of 2020, Alleny submitted an economic injury disaster loan application to the Small Business Administration for his business, Curtis A. Alleny, Inc. Alleny received over $149,000 and used the funds to purchase a Cadillac and other personal expenses. The fire on 21st Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids could have been started by someone welding earlier in the day on Monday. The Wisconsin Rapids Fire Department responded to an active water flow alarm at the Industrial Cold Storage Facility building a little after 5 on Monday. Firefighters found heavy smoke and evidence of an active fire that was extinguished by the activation of 4 sprinkler heads. No one was in the building at the time of the fire. Officials are investigating. Damages estimated at $25,000. It's a lot cooler today, but the hot weather the past few days can drive bugs to seek shelter inside. Pest control experts say that when it's hot, ants, wasps, bees, and more try to sneak inside. So be sure to keep food and drink containers closed, keep the house and patio areas clean, and check the exterior of your home for any developing problems. Mondays will look different this school year. The Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools have moved to a universal late start Monday. Basically, each school's start time for students will begin 45 minutes later on Mondays, and that's every Monday when school is scheduled throughout the entire school year. Elementary families will still have access to the Morning Jumpstart program sponsored through the Boys and Girls Club that starts at 6:45 a.m., including the late start Mondays. Grant Elementary will be included this year. If you have any questions, ask them during the open house that happens at most school buildings this afternoon. The last splash pad of the year is happening today at Winter Park's Aquatic Center. The Wisconsin Rapids Fire Department will be at the Aquatic Center parking lot with their fire truck. You can enjoy the spray from the top of the ladder from 1:30 to 3 p.m. today. Highway crews will be working on County Highway Y and County Highway S today. Both roads will have closures for pavement treatment application. Please use alternate routes to allow our highway crews to complete this work. You can mark your calendars for the Central Wisconsin Fall Fire Conference. It's happening on Saturday, September 14th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Mid-States Wisconsin Rapids Campus. Fire Department and EMS personnel are invited to attend the event featuring opportunities for professional growth through networking, collaboration, and presentations delivered by keynote speaker Michael M. Dugan. Dugan has been involved with the fire service for over 40 years. Through generous donations of Conway Shields, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Stryker Emergency Care, and Domtar Nakusa, the cost for the Central Wisconsin Fall Fire Conference is $15 per person for the full-day session. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers lose in a battle of home runs. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. Milwaukee hit two home runs, but the San Francisco Giants hit three of their own to win 5-4 on Tuesday night, including the go-ahead shot by Mike Yastrzemski.
As Yastrzemski swings, it's a high fly ball deep right. Frelick going back at the track, at the wall. It's gone! And just like that, the Giants go back ahead.
That call courtesy of KNBR. Manager Pat Murphy says it was a hot night at AmFam Field.
I think guys were a little warm and sweating profusely, but I think both teams did a nice job. I thought it was a fairly well played game, and I thought I love the way we competed.
Milwaukee was leading the NL Central by 12 games a week ago, but after losing four of the last six, the Brewers' lead is down to 9 in front of the Chicago Cubs. The second of three games in the series against the Giants is tonight in Milwaukee. The Packers trimmed their roster down to 53 players on Tuesday. Green Bay placed running back A.J. Dillon on injured reserve in one of the moves. The Packers also kept kicker Greg Joseph over Anders Carlson, a sixth-round draft pick last year. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. I ain't going anywhere. Those are the words of Bruce Springsteen, who took time during a concert in Philadelphia to address fans worried that he might be ready to hang up his guitar. In an effort to crush rumors of a farewell tour, Springsteen told the very pleased crowd, "We've been around 50 effing years and we ain't quitting." The rumor started after Springsteen had to pause his current tour in 2023 while battling COVID and peptic ulcer disease. Forbes magazine estimated conservatively that the boss recently became a billionaire, coming in with a net worth at $1.1 billion. Springsteen has 20 Grammys, an Oscar, and was a Kennedy Center honoree and a Presidential Medal of Freedom recipient. And if all that weren't enough, there is a new biopic in the works with Jeremy Allen White set to play Bruce. Sounds like he's just getting started. Kate Winslet fans will have a new series to stream thanks to A24 Studios. The show is called The Spot and follows a successful surgeon played by Winslow and her school teacher husband, who play a couple that may have been responsible for a hit and run death of a child. The relationship becomes tested as the truth unfolds and they weigh into darkness surrounding the crime. Winslet was last seen in HBO's The Regime and prior to that won an Emmy playing a single mom and detective in Mare from Easttown. The Spot will air on Hulu. Can't get enough Yellowstone? Or are you like me and have had too much? Apparently, there is a season 6 in the works, and that is a surprise for fans of the show and the pocketbooks of the actors. According to Variety, top billing in the new season would go to Kelly Riley, who will return as Beth Dutton, and Cole Hauser, who would return as Rip Wheeler. Kevin Costner is no longer with the show, as he took his version of Yellowstone to the big screen in the form of Horizon, an American Saga Parts 1 and 2. Suddenly, Yellowstone doesn't look so bad. Apparently, Steve Martin, Martin Short, Selena Gomez, and Meryl Streep do not provide enough star power for Only Murders in the Building. Molly Shannon will join the cast as a high-powered Hollywood producer. One of the show's high-profile stars will have a very short run on the upcoming season. It is called Only Murders in the Building. Season 4 of Only Murders in the Building premiered on Hulu August 27th. Hollywood is getting down and dirty politically. West Wing star and Get Out actor Bradley Whitford took a swipe at Cheryl Hines on social media. Hines is married to Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who just dropped out of the presidential race and threw his support to Donald Trump. Whitford, a native Wisconsinite, took to X and criticized Hines for staying silent in light of her husband's endorsement and called RFK Jr. a lunatic. Hines remained vague about who she endorses for president and tried to remain diplomatic. Does anyone else smell a crazy sitcom about an incorrigible couple that just can't see eye to eye on anything? Dear God, please not another one. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly to mostly cloudy today, our high 76 this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, 61. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with afternoon and nighttime thunderstorms, and there could be some heavy rain an inch or more. Our high tomorrow, 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry, that's WIS, country.com.